The Planting for Food and Jobs program will focus initially on four key commodity value chains constituting maize, rice, soybean, and sorghum. These crops have been selected because they can be grown in every agroecology of Ghana. In addition, the program will promote peri-urban vegetable production. As the program progresses, other vegetables, legumes, fruits, industrial crops, and poultry will be included. The project is anchored on five pillars to ensure that it acts as a catalyst and forerunner of the agricultural transformation in the country. The pillars are the provision of improved seeds, supply of fertilizers, dedicated extension service, marketing strategies, and the introduction of an electronic platform to facilitate e-agriculture. In a speech read on his behalf, the Minister for Agriculture, Dr. Owusu Efiriakoto, explained that under the e-agriculture, farmers will be registered online and the location of their farms mapped out. Measuring of the sizes of farms will also be done digitally for database and monitoring purposes. He said that district assemblies will be tasked to identify and register progressive farmers in each of the 216 districts with the intention of identifying the appropriate value chain actors. As a result of these actions, additional businesses and job opportunities will be created in the areas of storage, transport, processing, packaging, and marketing of agricultural produce. Recognizing that lack of credit could pose a serious challenge to the program, Dr. Efiriakoto explained that all inputs required under the program would be subsidized. Furthermore, farmers at the initial stage would only pay 50% of the subsidized inputs. The Upper East Regional Minister, Roxanne Bukari, said the region is ready for the project. He urged the youth in the region to take advantage of government interventions and initiatives to improve their well-being. He said, irrigation facilities and dams at Via and Tono have the potential to ensure the sustainability of the program.